So I called my doctor today, and I said my shoulder popped out when I was brushing my teeth yesterday morning.
And he goes, why do you?
Well, that couldn't happen. And I go,
it did.
It did. And I had to
hate when
I had to bang myself up against the door jamb to get it back into place. Yeah. And now this is so
from banging it against the door.
Sore. Yeah. I think I got it back in. But if you hear that? Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
You cannot.
Ouch! I heard it the first time. I didn't hear it the second time.
Here, wait a minute. Let's mic my shoulder.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna turn everybody else off.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I heard a little bit there. It was kind of a
crunchy.
Yeah.
My knees do that.
But what is it about when you tell them, here's what happened? No, it didn't. That normally happens to the very young. I'm like, are you joking with me right now?
Maybe he knows you well already.
Maybe the shoulder's not your problem. Maybe you're brushing your teeth too vigorously.
Yeah, goodness. Never thought about that.
Kind of brush it.
No, I never, I didn't.
It kind of goes with the, like, it hurts normally, when I do this, then don't do that.
Everybody, you hold their, normally it hurts my neck because I just hold the brush still and shake my head back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing?
Do you give soft bristle, medium bristle?
Soft is what you're supposed to use, right?
Yes.
Soft. Absolutely, always.
Some people do a hard bristle, and their enamel has to be non-existent.
Their gums have to be bleeding all the time.
Yeah. I used a horsehair toothbrush once before, and it was terrible.
Were you living in like an Amish settlement?
Maybe that was a previous life. No, I don't know.
Were you using the baking soda for toothpaste?
No, but every time. Yeah, I do. I do.
You do?
Do
you do? She do do's.
I do do's.
She said do-do.
No, I can't remember why I did it, but every time I did it, I thought of George Washington. Like, maybe you should only use horsehair toothbrushes if you have wooden teeth.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be a very good...
But it wasn't effective. My teeth felt dirty, and it was gross, and I just didn't... I gave it a shot.
When's the last time we talked? Probably
Friday? Ronnie. Yeah. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've had so many texts about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet.
About that. I've had...
For the first official time, Chick McGee cried on the Chick McGee Show. That's exciting. That was pretty much every week on the Off the Air podcast. Huh? But
first, but not the last.
Oh, okay. God. Strap in.
No, I don't know if that's true. Yeah, so have you guys had any, like...
Did you just belch?
No, I didn't at all. I did. That's not me.
No, yes.
That was me.
Oh.
I
wasn't looking at him. I didn't. Have you guys had any, like, do you feel like it opened up your, like, your brain or your heart or your...
No, but I noticed, like,
How do you feel after that?
We have a picture of Tim in the hallway that you see right before you go into the studio. And I noticed that
today.
Oh, at
the big show, yes.
And there's a picture of Tim and a picture of me with Chief Z, mm-hmm. the Redskins mascot, on the door as you walk in. And two out of three people in those are dead. So Chief Z just passed away. I guess that's why they put that up there.
Right.
It's Chubby Cheeked Me and Chief Z and mm-hmm. Tim.
What was Chief Z known for? What soundbite?
Home. Crank up that diesel. Home.
Is that what he says?
Home. Oh, yeah. Talking about John Riggins, yeah.
I love it.
Oh.
Yeah. Fourth and one. 70 chip on two. Oh. Fourth and one at the Dolphins. Where was it? The 47? I forget. Super Bowl 17. It was voted the number one play in Redskins history. And
by who?
Redskins fans.
Okay.
And Jess and I were there that night when Riggins was awarded some sort of plaque to commemorate that was the number one favorite play of Redskins fans.
Oh, okay.
Very,
And speaking of
stone-faced gentlemen,
he was he was concentrating.
Stoic. Yeah, that's what
and,
I want to say.
And patting the lady's hand that was with him.
Nice.
And, he was.
Yeah. And had that not very nice trench coat. Remember the trench coat
he did.
Wearing?
I do remember that because it seemed very big.
What's the difference between a trench coat and a duster?
A duster's lower, right? I think closer to the ground.
A duster dusts the ground, but I've always thought that a duster was also like a heavier, like a canvas or a denim or a leather, like that. It does. It isn't just a cotton twill type. No, I'm being serious.
I think
a duster also has, like, it goes to the ground, but then it also has like a cap on top. Like there's something that wraps.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Neo in the Matrix is a duster when he goes in that federal building at the very end.
That's possible.
And he has all the gun.
That's not the very end. They're trying to get Morpheus out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of in the middle.
Oh. Oh, I haven't seen it forever.
And then
I just remember that scene.
They bring up the helicopter. And
yeah.
How long has it been since you've seen The Matrix?
Never.
Whoa. You've never seen it?
I live it.
Perfect. We could be in The Matrix right now. Isn't that?
We are.
It's kind of what we figured out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about we dust off this podcast?
Duster, baby.
And get it started. If I can hit the butt.
So close.
You love this song,
yeah,
don't you?
I say we come back from break with this song. I'm not in the mood to start a podcast now.
That music, A, scares me, and two...
It scares
there's
you?
There's nothing it's that like scares you about that.
Some giant monster coming in.
See, I like this better.
This feels like we're
this
about
like
to...
we're going to smoke a big doob or something.
No.
That's why I like
Hello.
It.
Hello!
I feel like this is like a science fiction podcast.
That sounds like music that they'd use on Scooby-Doo.
Kind of.
That?
Zoinks! Scoob!
The new Scooby-Doo they were.
Oh, there you go. That's beautiful.
This feels like more of a night, if we were doing a nighttime podcast.
Yeah. Hey, we're back.
This is the realness of space.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee. This is the Chick McGee Show. This is Chick McGee speaking. Hi, Jason.
Great to be here.
Hello, Jess Hooker.
Hello.
Hello, Jeff Vibbert.
Present.
Present.
Present. Jeff and Jason and I just had breakfast.
Brunch.
When does breakfast stop? I would think noon,
according
right?
to McDonald's, 10:30.
Yeah. Well, no, not anymore.
Well, portions of the kinda, portions of the breakfast stop. No, it's I think brunch is, 10:30. That's when brunch starts.
Hmm.
When it gets into the double digits.
So 9 is the last official hour for breakfast.
I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough. Well, then we had brunch. You're right.
When would you say brunch?
I think it would be...
I think it also depends on the day of the week.
I think it depends on what you're having, too, right?
Oh, really?
Well...
I mean, what'd you have?
I had a pancake,
mm-hmm.
a couple of eggs,
mm-hmm.
and some crispy bacon.
What else, Chunkles?
And some peasant potatoes.
Some wheat toast.
And Hoffy,
some wheat toast.
Hoffy picked up what was it? The lone gunman? What was it called?
What'd you have? Oh, did you have an omelet?
No, I have the potatoes, and they do stuff with the potatoes, and then put a couple basted eggs on top of it.
So it looks like two eyeballs.
I don't know. What was it? Do I get the drifter?
The drifter.
Maybe.
The drifter.
The crazed gunman.
Hey, check out
gunman.
A line of, what'd you get? The drifter, the crazed gunman, all
the lone
things.
Gunman?
The lone gunman.
The crazed hostage taker?
Lone
gunman?
Yeah.
And they have the high plains drifter, and that comes with a pop brownie on the side.
And that also comes... That's very funny. Yeah. It also comes with a duster. High
For
plains drifter,
know,
I think.
Yeah.
I think high plains drifter wore a duster.
Definitely.
Didn't he?
Like, the one we know?
I remember the long
riders.
I was
talking about John Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, high plains. Oh, you said thrifter, not drifter.
I don't know what I said. What is it? What is he? He's the thrifter?
He's high plains thrifter.
Drifter.
Clint Eastwood was the high plains drifter.
Oh.
And that's because I remember the duster, Stacy Keach and James Keach, in a movie called The Long Riders, and they all wore dusters. It was like Frank and Jesse James, and they robbed banks. And...
Huh. My dad had a duster.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
black acid wash denim.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Does he still have that somewhere?
I wouldn't be surprised if he has it in his sad box. No, my dad's very organized, and so he probably has it like late 80s bad decisions. I'm not sure what it would be labeled as.
Speaking of 80s bad decisions, I had, this doesn't deal with a person, I had Levi's that had the, that looked like sweatpants, that had gathers at the bottom. Do you remember these?
Joggers now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were stonewashed Levi jeans, light. Like they were just barely blue, and I just loved those pants because they had the elastic waist,
mm-hmm.
and I wore the hell out of them.
Did they have holes in the knees?
What are you implying?
Not okay. All right.
You're the one who has strong lips.
I do have strong lips.
Easy.
Shout out.
He does.
Shout out to my dental professional.
His dentist told him that he has strong lips. Have we already gone over that?
Your dentist, your dad, or the lady that cleaned your teeth? Your hygienist.
It was the hygienist.
There you go.
Well, that at least isn't as creepy as...
Yeah, no, it's really creepy if my dad says that.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I'm off leather jackets now, us getting leather jackets, and I'm all on to us getting dusters.
All right, I'll get a duster. I'll start looking.
I don't know. Dusters seem a little creepy.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, mysterious.
It's kind of a...
It's what he's going for.
I wanted a scarf and an eye patch my freshman year of college. I wanted to show up and have an eye patch.
I don't know what it would take to get you to look creepy, but I can't imagine it.
I think it would be a task. I don't know if you could just make him eye patch.
But it's more mysterious.
No, eye patch is not mysterious. Eye patch is you clumsy. What'd you do?
They're just like, how did that happen? How did you do that?
I have a picture of Chick...
Oh, geez.
When we were moving his stuff and going through all of his things, and he found his denim jacket and his glasses from the early 90s. Mm,
sure.
And he's standing in my driveway,
late
and he
80s,
put them on.
90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
When is the picture from?
This picture was taken July 26, 2010.
Yeah. I don't even know who that is.
I know, and that wasn't that long ago. Like, I guess when I think of 2010, I assume that when the evolution of Chick began.
Here's my problem.
The revolution of Chick, maybe?
Here's my problem, though. What am I going to look like? What do I look like in another 2 years?
I don't know.
Well, that was 6 years
ago. That was 6 years ago.
Press the screen.
Press the screen before you lose it.
Who does that look like?
That looks like you.
Does it really?
It looks like an old. It looks like an old washed up DJ.
He looks like Jerry Garcia.
A little bit,
yeah.
I could see it with the glasses for sure.
I don't like Jerry Garcia.
I don't like Jerry Garcia. Yeah.
You don't?
I don't know. Oh. I probably shouldn't say that. I know there are many people who do. It got me out of a fight one night at the Grateful Dead camp.
Should I post this picture so people know what we're talking about?
I can't think of any way of stopping you.
Okay.
Wait, you almost got in a fight at the Grateful Dead concert?
Yeah, they were upset at us about something. And I said, hey, calm down. What would Jerry do? And the guy stops in his tracks and looks at me and goes, you're right, man. You're so right. And we hugged it out.
Literally hugged?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I want to know what was the issue leading up to that?
I forget.
Chick almost hit him in the parking lot.
I could have run over him with my car.
That was a different time.
Never a golf cart. When did I almost run over someone in the parking lot? Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been over that before. So is that the only time that's helped you out? And it was just because of
the
where
Jerry
you
thing?
Were,
yeah,
because where you were at?
Well, sure.
It wouldn't have worked if something went down today, say at lunch or brunch.
Probably not, because then they would think, Jerry who? Jerry Lewis? See?
Or, no, I think Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld? What would Jerry
I use
do?
Jerry all the time.
Jerry Springer.
Well, you and your daughters talking.
Oh,
I've been around
whatever
your daughters.
Jerry.
Yeah, whatever, Jerry. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You say come on, Jerry. Stuff like that.
Kramer. What were we talking about at lunch? We said, we should talk about that on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it had something to do with the cancellation of the Hall of Fame NFL game last night.
Did you cry?
No, I wasn't going to watch it anyway.
Why not? Why weren't you going to watch it?
I mean, the only preseason game I'll watch are the ones the Redskins are involved. I won't.
You know, so you're really not that. You are more excited. Used to, you'd be really excited about the football season, and now you're excited just
he's
really
been
about
talking about it for
Redskins.
6 months.
I am, and our long national nightmare is finally over. This was officially the longest offseason of my life.
I almost texted you and said,
I know.
We made it. We survived another offseason.
You should have. But I don't really get that excited about the Hall of Fame game anyway.
Hmm.
When we had an affiliate in Canton, I got invited a couple times and I
never went.
Respectfully declined. But I went there one time and all I ended up doing was shopping at the pro shop there.
That's all you ever do anywhere you go is shop, right?
Well,
that's true.
That's your enjoyment. Well,
it's your entertainment.
Quite honestly, I've slowed down a lot. To be honest.
Okay. I would love, I know we covered this, but I've been thinking about it a lot because no one had ever asked me, what would you do if you could do anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, but usually it's like, what would your job be if you could do anything? But if you really could, like, disappear and not and do whatever you wanted, what would you do? And
you
I
think
would.
Everybody wants to disappear down deep, don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, seriously. What? Hang on. Jeff, now take your time answering this. Do you think everybody wants to get away and just take a couple weeks?
Definitely.
Yeah. That's what.
It'll take a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, anyone can really do that. But we talked about the, what, a getaway job or whatever.
If you could.
No, like if you were just going to disappear. Like if you were going to run could, away.
Right. Yeah, obviously, go somewhere else.
You could take Morty and Audrey, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if you could, would you do that?
Yes.
You can take Morty and Audrey, but now, you can't have contact with anyone else in your family.
Hang on just a second.
Yes.
Hang on
a
second.
Yes.
Now, Jess.
And stay in New Pal.
Guys.
Yes.
Guys. Jess needs to think about this now. It's just you and Morty and Audrey,
uh-huh.
And you get to go anywhere and become a new person.
Yes.
You would do it.
Yes.
Now, what's the root of the yes?
I think that might be too personal.
Jeff, let's go to you. You're so unhappy with yourself right now.
Oh, I'm not unhappy.
I'm talking about Jeff.
Sorry. He's unhappy.
No, I'm not unhappy.
It does sound like you're unhappy, though.
Me?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not unhappy, but I mean, could you imagine if you only had to surround yourself with the two people you love most in the world? You didn't have to work, or you could do something that you really enjoyed for a job, and that's all you had to do.
And you didn't have people's... Opinions. 3 yeah. through 25 right. wanting something from you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, that's and nobody, you know, like you would get to it would feel like real uninterrupted quality time all of the time.
But what would you do with that?
Would you feel like changing anything about yourself? Like you would present a different you to people in the new surroundings, or would you be
That's I wouldn't. I like me.
And even if you did, I don't think it's that easy. Once you get to a certain age, you're not going to be able to change who you are deep down. You may be able to change the
work through some things.
The paint they see initially, but sure. Eventually it's going to wear down, and they're going to see you because it's going to come out. Like if you move to Idaho, or
if
whatever.
You're truly happy, like if you went to a place and I was, and I feel like I know myself well enough to say. I think I would be really happy doing something like that. And so I feel like any new person that would meet me would probably be getting the best version of me.
Well, that's what we've always talked about is sure. that every time or over the years or over every 10 did you hear my shoulder keeps clicking. I would love to spend time around my first wife.
Now?
Well, not maybe like couple hours. I mean, let's not get nuts.
We did one time.
Yeah, we did. We went, but I mean, to just see.
Did.
We visited Jenny in the hospital, actually.
Right.
To see, you know.
And everyone was delightful.
Everyone was, yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
If you move somewhere, it's going to be hard to change who you are. It takes a while, but you can change the physical. Start wearing an eye patch. People are going to think differently of you.
Will you forget about the eye patch?
It's mysterious.
I like the eye patch.
Thank you. Maybe like a hat, like a what are those, trifold hats?
Tri-corner.
Tri-corner hats.
Tri-corner hats.
Bring those back.
What do you mean? You don't know what that is? It's on the Patriots logo, you
I know.
Jerk.
I might do like a, I might buzz my hair off. That might be my thing. Like
shave
my
it down?
Yeah. Nah.
Just one side.
Your change is always defined by your, initially by
Someone
your hair.
Told her once that her entire being, isn't that what you said that one time? You were defined by your hair or something?
No, I said that I never cut my hair because I always thought my dad thought I was ugly if my hair was short. And so I cut my hair in high school to spite him because I knew he hated it so much. Wow. And then I cut my and then I wanted to cut my hair again, and I'm having this conversation with my brother, and I said, I just don't want to cut my hair. I don't want dad to think that I'm ugly, and you know, I don't want him to be embarrassed that he has a daughter with a short haircut or something, and my brother goes, go cut your hair right now. Like, that's, like, you have to get over that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I did. So now everybody hates my brother because I cut my hair.
That's so weird. Why, where'd that come from? Is it just something that you just...
Because my dad would, I had beautiful hair as a child. It was like, I mean, all the way down my back. And my dad, like, every night you know, like would blow it out and brush it. And everywhere we would go, people would be like, oh my God, your hair is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I heard that enough that I thought I equated my beauty with my hair.
That makes sense.
And I mean, I think it's just something small as a child that I heard over and over again. And I thought, oh, okay, you know. And my dad being the one who had maintained my hair and done all these things, you know, I think that he took a little bit of pride in it too, that, you know, that he wasn't like your average dad, just like, mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. cut her hair in a bob and be done.
So when you did cut it.
Which time? The first time?
The first big time. How did your dad take that?
He didn't. I don't remember us talking about
it. He wasn't that pissed off.
No, he didn't. No, he just did what he would do if he was upset and not say anything. Oh, okay. Which was more harmful probably than him just yelling at
me.
Sure. Yeah. But I did it slowly. Like I just would go and then I would I have a haircut. Okay. Well, I have a haircut. You had a haircut 3 weeks ago. Yeah, that was the only time she could give me. And I was bumping my haircuts like this, the span of time was shorter and shorter to where it got, yeah, my hair got short really fast.
Well, we did a photo shoot last week. I thought your hair looked great.
Oh, thank you.
Did we have a podcast since then?
Yeah.
We did the Ronnie.
Yeah, but it was all Ronnie.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
That was kind of an out-of-body experience, that last podcast. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That like second half.
Heard it, yeah.
Yeah, the second half for sure.
It was
number 10? Is that what it was? Number 10?
Number 10. Perfect 10.
Good old number 10.
It was the best worst podcast. It was just so good, but it was...
Have you had any experiences like that?
I don't know. We had a medium on the podcast, on my podcast, jeffaber.com, and we talked about it, and I don't think I've had anything personally, but I know people that have had that stuff, and I keep an open mind for it. I'm not like closed-minded. Right. I used to be completely like, you're crazy.
Right.
But after having that medium on, I definitely believe that stuff or
something.
Have more of an open mind for it.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Weird stuff happens all the time, though, to everybody, right? It's just recognizing it.
And mm-hmm.
How open you are to
how
it.
How open
yeah.
you are to receive
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to receiving the
or
the
you don't
stuff.
Believe it.
Yeah.
No, I'm open to it. I don't have many experiences with it other than the lame one that I said. I have a ton of coincidental things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually sure. when I'm reading something like Ice Mountain, you know, I would happen to read it while you said so-and-so mountain, you know, mm-hmm. those kind of things happen.
Yes.
Or I'm listening to the show is a lot of times mm-hmm. and I'm reading something online and the same word.
Mm-hmm.
But, but part of me...
That's called something.
Well, part of it's like, you know, that's eventually going to happen, but it seems to happen a lot.
I see the clock a lot. It seems like I look at a digital clock a lot and it's 12:34.
I think that's called something.
That is.
And mm-hmm. like 1:23 or 2:34 or...
Oh, they... Yeah.
4:56 or... Mm-hmm.
Things are lining up.
5:67. I got to go get the door. You guys want to stay
the
here?
Fence guy. Yeah.
Are they knocking on the door?
Yeah, I think they did. Well, I think they were just finishing up because they... Last week they had put the poles in because they tore down the wooden fence, right, Jeff?
Right, his wooden privacy fence.
Wooden privacy fence.
So what does Chick do? He buys another house.
He's leaving this house. So we're not getting too comfortable in here. So,
no.
But they put the chain link around, and they put the posts in last week, and then they were just putting. You know, they had to wait and let them set, and then I guess today they put the connected it all.
I can't tell you, and I think I've been talking about this on the podcast like 5 or 6 episodes, but I can't tell you how no fence has ruined my life for the past like 4 weeks.
Is it done?
It's done. You can bring Nora over on Wednesday when we do the podcast and. The girls complain in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, Nora hasn't been here because there hasn't been a fence.
That's right.
It has not been good on her.
And so I'm out here yesterday, had kind of an odd, busy Sunday, and I get home finally, and the neighbors across the way are out on their deck, and Monkey is off like a shot.
Oh, no.
So what does that mean? I have to go introduce myself to the neighbors and get the dog back. And
so you've never met that neighbor directly behind you?
No.
Or at a corner?
They just moved in like,
okay.
I'm going to say, a couple months ago maybe.
Did you say
They've
hi?
They've been there for about a year then.
Did you say, hi, I'm Jeff.
Doug, and D-U-G,
Doug,
and...
Oh, that's your go-to?
Yes.
Well, you know, because that happened to me at Starbucks, and I don't know why I said this, because I've kind of more or less flipped over to Chick in all parts of my life,
mm-hmm.
but they said, what's your name? And I said, Chuck,
And I don't know why I said it still to this day, but the lady goes, Doug? And I go, yep. Yes, that's right, Doug.
And now that's what he says. If you're at Panera, it's
yep,
Doug.
Doug.
If, everywhere you have to go, put a name, he'll say Doug.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk to you about. Did you watch Nathan Adrian win his gold medal last night?
I did watch Nathan Adrian.
I bet that was very exciting.
Very cool. Nathan Adrian.
Tell the whole story.
There's not a whole story. I just have my roommate in college, Emily, is Nathan's first cousin.
Okay.
And she's still a dear friend
of
mine.
What event did he win?
They did the relay, the
4x100 medley. Yeah.
And he was in that. Yeah.
Well, Phelps won his 19th gold, mm-hmm. and Adrian, he's, I think. I don't
oh
think
God,
that's
he was
his,
the anchor.
Yeah, he was the anchor man. Mm-hmm.
He's the one that like your best swimmer is number four.
He's giant.
Yeah, he's a thick dude
and
he's
can beautiful. Swim like a fish.
Wow,
and he's beautiful.
Where did he grow up?
And he might be good looking.
Washington State.
Wait, which one? What does he look like?
He's the he's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, his
dark hair.
He was the fourth one.
Does he have long dark hair?
No, not him. No.
Because I was watching swimming.
That's interesting that you picked out someone who had long dark hair.
I thought that guy was beautiful. So he looked like one of the Geico cavemen. Like he had a very pronounced brow.
Mm-hmm. I believe his mother's family is Asian.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Yeah, but he's beautiful, and that family. You're not going to meet a nicer family. And so it's so awesome. And even in my brain, I'm thinking about, oh my gosh, I can't imagine like all how positive, like their family just celebrating and just how deserved it is. Cause we knew like when we were in college, like this is his second
goal.
Olympics, I think.
At least. Absolutely. Cause last year it was very exciting. Yeah.
Or 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
Last year. Sorry. Last time. Yeah.
Last time.
Did you guys watch men's gymnastics and see that injury to the French guy?
I did not.
Oh my!
I know.
Gosh.
Joe tweeted about it, and
it was the most gruesome.
It's almost,
thing
but,
I've seen.
But what? But
worse than Joe's?
But looking at his face, yes, it is. It's much worse. Probably
Yikes.
Because it's so
worse
close.
Than Paul George.
Probably because the video.
Oh, because
so
of the absolute unobstructed view.
Yes, I mean you're looking at it, and he literally grabs his leg in like he's on his back, grabs his leg like this, and looks up, and it's just like in his brain, you could tell he's like, oh.
He put his hand over his eyes.
Yeah.
And just lays back.
Is it a French gymnast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was watching. I mean, obviously, you know, but it's just like you had to go, what? Oh my God, his leg's on backwards. Yeah.
And like, if you watch the crowd. If you watch the crowd, they
he's
all
doing
turn
that flamingo
away.
Thing. How much he's got?
Yeah, everyone.
That's going to get a good score. Do the flamingo. Mm-hmm.
But like Paul George's injury was like at his like ankle, and
right.
it's like okay,
right.
I can't see it. This was in the dead center
of
his
leg.
Calf.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
I haven't watched it. I want to watch it in slow motion and see exactly where like what happened to make that happen. It's so.
I remember one of the guys on Louisville broke his leg.
Oh,
like that.
Ware?
That
Kevin
guy?
Kevin Ware.
Kevin Ware. Yeah,
it was Ware was his last name.
Where was he?
Five.
Played for Louisville basketball.
Where?
Oh yeah, that was nasty.
Against Duke.
Hang on a second. Cut that out. And
it was.
I watched. I was on a roll with the Olympics. Every time I turned it on, there was cycling. There must have been a lot of cycling.
A lot of cycling up front.
A lot of cycling and men's volleyball.
Yeah,
I like volleyball.
Nah.
No volleyball.
It's the same play every time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Serve, set, spike, high five. Every time.
Every time.
Serve, set, spike, high five, group hug. You gotta get then they have a group hug.
Slow motion screaming.
Did you see the woman's? Have you guys seen the picture of the woman? What was her? What's the woman that started with the L?
Jason just watched it.
Jason just saw it.
Let me see. Let me take a look at it.
But his face, he doesn't cry. He doesn't scream.
He's just shocked.
Yeah, he's just like, I mean, in his brain, I thought.
Here it comes.
He's gonna go, oh, shit.
Show it to Chick. I've seen it.
Slow-mo.
Ah! Look at it tangle.
I can't watch it again.
Feel free to subscribe to this channel.
Okay, that's really sad.
I know. I think that's what it was.
How
like
did it break?
The pain hadn't even hit him. It was just like this is it. This is career ending.
It would seem like your body.
He didn't
would
land well.
No.
Like it wasn't a standard. He almost landed on his knees.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, that was sad.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
Oh, the weight. How fast do you think they're running when they hit that vault?
30 miles an hour.
That's a good question.
I was watching them. I was like, that seems really fast.
You know, it's like anything, though. Those people, they make it look so easy that you forget how hard it is.
Who's the number one on the USA women's?
Gabby Douglas?
No.
Jordan.
Simone
Biles.
Biles.
Yeah. She had her and Gabby Douglas have no wasted motion running up to that. Like being like, there's a lot of girls in there that are just like,
yeah, a lot of extra
horrible runners. But and then there's that 41-year-old gymnast from Uzbekistan.
Yeah,
like I thought it was a joke. I didn't believe it.
She said they call her Granny.
Really?
Everybody calls her Grandma. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wasn't bad. Like, she was holding her own.
She won the gold, her first Olympics, I guess.
She won the gold in 1936.
92, I think, was her first Olympics.
I like that our girl, I can't remember her name, she's talking shit already, kind of with the finger wag to the Russian who got in trouble with drugs.
Yeah.
And that's tonight. I think it might be the 100 butterfly. Does that sound right?
And are those Russian athletes allowed to
compete? Did let some back
they
in.
They let some back in, but yes, some still aren't.
Certain ones.
Oh, I didn't know that. They covered the there's one Romanian gymnast, and Romania used to dominate, obviously, in gymnastics.
Olga Korbut.
Yeah, and until I don't know what year it was that the one girl
drug testing.
Yeah, drug testing. Yeah, basically until drug testing. And so that she was there and
I've had my TV on more the past 3 days than the past 3 months.
Yeah.
Just because of the Olympics.
Yeah. Really? Summertime, I rarely ever have the TV on. This summer, no exception. But because of that, I kick it on now and then.
And I noticed that we'll leave it on and we'll walk away and we'll come back and we'll peek. And because we only have one TV with bunny ears because we don't have the cable stuff.
No cable.
So we just watch that.
Do three out of the four of us not have cable?
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got the whole package ready. I've got many channels. Actually, my youngest daughter just called me 2 nights ago.
Need your Netflix password.
Dad, do you remember when you gave me your HBO password? Yeah. Could I have that again, please? I really want to watch. Yes. Hang on. Yada, yada, yada. And here it is for you.
Yeah.
What was up with that? Weren't they trying to stop it? Didn't someone sue about it or sharing a Netflix password or am I remembering something
wrong? I remember hearing somebody coming out. I can't remember if it was Netflix or HBO Go.
We just about had it.
No, one of them. Yeah.
They said it's okay.
One of them said, you know what? We're going to, you know, they were actually cool about it, which made you go, all right, I'll buy it. You know, I'm sure that.
Almost in knowing that, like, we make plenty of money.
Yes.
We're okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one, but.
I thought they, like, limited it. They put it like a cap on it.
They put a cap. I think they put a cap on how many televisions or devices can be registered or use that password.
Okay.
Yeah. I know they do that for the home sharing thing on iTunes. I know that.
Spotify.
You know, here's what I can't get past. Okay. I can't get past. I can't get past.
A lot of things, yes.
A lot of things, including you talking. I can't get past. I got used to downloading the music. Now I can't get used to just streaming it. Why is that?
Because you're an only child and you weren't spoiled as a child.
And I'm spoiling myself now?
Yeah, you're just like, I want it and it's mine and I want it and I want to know it's mine.
Right
here. Exactly. That's not bad. People do that with all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like tennis shoes?
Although it is a bit wasteful with money. And especially, I know you buy stuff and then you put it off to the side. Like an album, for example.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with this move. I'm thinking of getting a dumpster.
Okay, that's not necessary because there's really not anything here that's trash.
Right.
Let's start
No, sure. Yeah, okay.
That's silly. I mean, if you're going to call anybody, call AmVets and have them come get some stuff if you want to do that. But I don't think – I mean, that's as far as I would go if I were you. But everything else is – you know
sack
what?
Sack it up Hang and on. Take it down to Wheeler.
Yeah, we need to hit up that storage unit is what you need to be worrying about after the move.
Have you ever seen a dumpster fire, though? If we throw it all in a dumpster and light on fire – that'd be pretty cool.
One of us wearing an eye patch watching it burn.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
I've never seen a dumpster.
Or we can donate it to the needy. That's another thing we can do.
When did that start to be a thing?
What?
When it was like, something's a big mess. It's a dumpster fire.
I've never heard that.
I think it's very recent.
It's a sports thing. Okay. I know sports people tend to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Or sports fans tend to use it. Talk about a team or a situation. Johnny Manziel, was the whole
Cleveland
thing.
Cleveland Browns
in general are a dumpster fire. Yes.
Dumpster fire.
RG3 just got announced. Was it just announced the starter?
Well, I'd hope.
Browns.
He's supposed to be in great shape, yeah.
It's like he's had any competition there.
Yeah, I don't know who their backup is.
Yeah.
One of the McCowns, maybe?
Maybe.
I do want to watch their first game because I want to see over the past 15 years, there's been so many starting quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And they
like
add
19
him to the
or 26.
Yeah, over the past 15 years, there's been 19 starting quarterbacks. I'm talking about the first game of the year, opening day.
How many NFL stadiums have you been to?
One. No. One. Technically two.
Wait a minute.
Technically one? Two.
RCA yeah. Dome, Lucas Oil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fair. All right. All right. You've been to three, Jason?
Yeah, I've just, but I haven't. I've been in Chicago's, but not for a
game.
Football game.
Right, right. No, that's fine. I mean, yeah, how many have you been to, whether it was a game or not, four?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I can't think of I've been to any other.
What were you at Soldiers Field for?
U2.
Oh, okay.
Five, 6 years ago.
Man, that would have been a great show just this weekend. Pearl Jam at Fenway.
Oh, I know.
They're doing the.
That's very cool.
And that Wrigley got by me. I didn't even see that until it was too late and all the tickets were gone. And,
What about you? Have you only been to. You do.
FedEx, of course. Lucas Oil. Mm-hmm. I think one.
I've been to Denver.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been to Denver and Lambeau, but they were just as tours.
Oh, cool.
I've been to Lambeau, but I didn't go inside.
Yeah, great. Oh, that really is a cool facility.
RCA Dome. Right. Of course. I said the Titans.
Paul Brown.
Yep. Nope, not Paul Brown. I was at Riverfront when the Bengals played there. The Redskins played the Bengals there one year.
See, I always get confused. Didn't Pittsburgh have Riverfront?
They still do.
Are they three rivers?
No. At one time, the Reds Bengals Stadium and Steelers Pirates Stadium were identical. They looked exactly alike.
And they did both.
And I don't know. They were dual.
Now they have both.
In the 70s, that was the
Three
big
rivers?
Deal. Three Rivers and Riverfront. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Riverfront, Cincinnati, Three Rivers, Pittsburgh. That's right.
Three Rivers, Michigan, too.
Three Rivers, Michigan.
I think there is Three Rivers. Yeah, maybe. Three Lakes.
All right. Well, we're going to come back, as is our custom now. We'll come back in the second half and cry for you.
Hopefully with some music you people like.
I have
That'd
no
be
opinion.
Nice.
I have no opinion, Jason. I trust every
you didn't
decision
say
you make.
You
I love everything
Mistake
you make.
Number
I want,
one.
I haven't had a bite, and I want more. This is the Chick McGee Show.
Okay, this is me about ready to take the tuna out to Oliver. Oliver.
How old's this cat? Oh, he likes that tuna. Put your face in that tuna.
See, why can't we?
Sorry, I hit the wrong one.
Why didn't you put your face in that tuna, Oliver?
I like the tuna thing better.
Oh, you suck. This is what
such,
you wanted, you
this
a-hole.
This is such great music. Yeah.
If we had a legitimate voiceover guy, this would be great.
Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One production. This has been Chick McGee's. I thought you were holding that up like a bong. I just caught it out of the corner.
Can
of
I
my
have
eye,
the bottle when you're done?
And you went.
Emma might like that.
Oh yeah.
What are you gonna do? Make a candle holder? Or?
She just, I don't know. She might get a kick out of. She has a bunch of plastic bottles like that, but she might like a glass one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'll give you the dollar.
It's okay.
That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. It's been a long 3 or 4 days. It seems
really?
Like. Yeah, I think so. Been real busy. Mm-hmm.
For me. That's good though. But see, half the time when you don't see any, a lot of times you see someone at noon on Friday and you don't see anyone else till 5 in the morning on Monday. And you go, that was a long weekend. So this one, you were busy, and it still was long.
Josh and I would see Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
I've heard a lot of,
In the middle?
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. It was. It's worth seeing, I think. I mean, if you're even a tiny fan of comic book movies. Jared Leto's great. Margot Robbie's great.
Margot Robbie.
What did you say today?
Really? I would drag my balls through a field of glass just to hear her fart over a walkie-talkie.
Okay, that's a little much.
Did you come up with all that?
So you've seen
Margot who?
Margot Robbie.
So you've seen Wall Street Week then?
No. Wolf of Wall Street?
Wall Street Week. Louis Rukeyser. No, Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've heard stories about it. But
Let
she,
me see.
There's a video of her... talking about Australian slang, like what Australian slang means.
Oh, she's Australian?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, her accent, everything about her. Margot Robbie, if you're listening to this.
I do like the accent. I'm with you on the
accent. How's this picture make you feel, Jeff?
Yeah. She can get it.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty.
Yeah. Blonde. Yeah.
But see, like, she's too done up there. Like, I like her on the...
You like her ragged.
I like that gray sweatpants, no makeup, just waking up and...
Chilling with...
Well, she's got makeup there, but...
Yeah, see,
when you
she's
the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong.
Drizzy.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
She's very attractive.
Is there a song I need to find?
No, we were just singing. He quoted a rap song and I finished it.
Yeah, that was one of my most embarrassing moments, watching The Wolf of Wall Street with my ex-wife and my two kids. And there's a...
When you were younger, did you ever watch something with your parents that you're just like, I want to turn this off now? Like, you had no idea there was going to be, like, explicit content?
I think Stand By Me is like that. Like, it all of a sudden gets really filthy, dirty in a section of it. Remember that movie?
What's Stand By Me?
With the kids, and they find a dead body for the first time. Remember
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
from
yeah.
a Stephen King short story called The Body. Yep. Yeah. I forget. I think I might have been watching that with one of the in-laws. Which one it was.
How young are those boys? Is that kind of a coming-of-age movie? Movie? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
They seem kind of young. Yeah, how about that one?
Well, let me see.
That's the one he likes, probably.
That's fake.
That's fake.
It looks like a...
she looks like hell. Get some makeup on that woman.
It looks like a meth after picture.
Or your mugshot.
Yeah,
what it looks like.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
The lighting on it is horrible. That's not fair.
Don't
the lighting on it is horrible. If she had no makeup on, we were laying in bed and we just made coffee.
If she had no makeup on and you guys were laying in bed,
so what
the earth would go spinning off. And
so what do you give the movie, Chick?
B minus.
B minus. That good. Plus. That sounds better than what most people will give it.
They say
I'll probably go see it again. Actually,
I've already heard people say that they're waiting for the. Do they say ultimate expanded edition? What is that?
Well, the next
Uncut?
One is.
And so there's people that are really pissed off. Like, why would you not just give us the best version of the show? Well,
right.
It's because they want to sell.
Well, right at the end of the movie, be sure to stay for after the credits because there's a bonus scene at the end. And it obviously plugs the next movie.
Oh.
But it's kind of got me jacked because The Flash makes an appearance in this movie.
Oh, is it Justice League?
Yeah, the next one's going to be the Justice League against Suicide Squad, I think.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be. So. But I've always liked Will Smith. I think he's great.
He keeps getting younger.
What's the name of that movie? Stockard Channing, Will Smith, Donald Sutherland. 6 Degrees of Separation. That's the name of the movie. Great movie.
I loved I Am Legend.
I Am Legend's so good.
Totally overlooked.
Great. The dog? The dog scene?
Well, yeah, obviously that's not good, but the whole thing was pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. I love post-apocalyptic movies.
Is that after the apocalypse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are funny.
So, Jeff, how was your... I know you had a rough weekend. You worked a lot over the weekend.
Yeah.
I said a work.
When are we going to put the Bieber picture up that I'm holding?
Oh, yeah. I had someone asking about that this weekend. Like, can I get the Bieber pic again?
I'm the only one that has it, right?
I snapped it out to two people, and one person was asking about it. You can put it out whenever you want.
All right, I'm going to send it to you, and you can put it out.
All right, okay. This weekend I worked. I did shows.
Wait a minute, I'm going to look at it again. Hang on.
Okay.
Well, let's back up. You you had... Oh, I took that, actually, for him, yes.
It looks like a Boyz II Men music video.
I forgot about that.
You know, if you just glance at that, it's Justin Bieber, right?
It's
Jeff. Bieber.
It's Jeff and the Bob and
Tom. The Bob
and
Tom.
It's Bieber.
Yeah.
And Bieber. I swear. That's all for one. But I'm just saying, that's what it looks like.
It looks like you should have wind blowing.
It looks
and
like Seal
be,
and yes, Kiss
yes,
from a Rose.
There you go. That's exactly
Kiss
right.
from a Rose on the Grave. Tell me.
Yeah. Nailed it.
God, we killed that.
Oh, God.
You killed it.
I need to do that song justice and actually find it.
Which one? Kiss from a Rose?
Yeah. But Jeff, go back. You became a daddy in February.
I became a dad
and went off the road for a little bit.
I went off the road for a little bit. I wanted to stay home with my little girl, Nora Jones Bibbert, and take care of her, make sure everything is going.
Nora Jones Bibbert.
Make sure everything is going well. And
that first year is really formative. You need to be there.
Yeah. And now she's old enough where she can stay at home for, you know, if I go to a normal comedy show where it's a... The shows are actually an hour and a half long, and they're as long as they should be. But I performed with a performer this week, and she decided to do...
I'd be easy how you throw that performer word around.
I mean, there was
a
person
she
on stage performing.
Yeah, I guess anything can be performance.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I, yeah.
Okay.
This was anything, all right.
Did you go?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I went to the hotel to pick her up night one, and she wouldn't get in the car. I had to call the club, and I was like, hey, she's not responding to my calls or text, and her bodyguard was at the club, and he goes, yeah, she's not going to get in your car. She wants to come later. I was like, well, I'm on stage in like 15 minutes. Like, I'm already late as it is because I've been waiting for her. I was like, yeah, just get here. And then I'm on my way there, and they're like, oh, we're going to need you to do as much time as possible. So,
but nightmare, right?
Yeah,
already.
Yeah. So I got there and I did that. And basically, this performer did this. Performer is a better word than comedian. His performer did Saturday night. I got off stage at 10:28, I think. The feature act went up, did 20 minutes, maybe a little more. But this person was basically on stage from like 10:50. To 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my God, are you serious?
For one show. And then I have to take her home, but she gets off stage and I go, hey, just
that's 4 hours.
Yeah, I go, just let me know whenever you're ready to go. We'll get out of here. And she's, oh, I'm just gonna Uber home. I was like, so I could have left at 10:30, but I stayed till I was so mad.
Well, it's because you turned her down the Friday night.
Oh yeah.
Thursday.
If you would have been stringing that along
Thursday night.
Yeah. Where do you live? Do you live close from here?
I just kept going. I have a dog that I have to get home to. She needs to go out. She's been home alone for a very long time. It was a good excuse.
What did she talk about?
Wait.
For?
But if Margot Robbie was like, "Hey, how far do you live from here?" I'm like, "My dog died last night."
So I'm really kind of bummed out. So if you'd like to come over and help me, that'd be great.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah, what did she talk about for 4 hours? Did you manage to tune into any of it? And how many people were left at the end of
There was about 200. There was about 200 on Saturday. And she did a Q&A after her set, and about 20 stuck around.
Mm.
So 20 out of 200 stuck around with the Q&A. It was,
that's 10%.
Yeah, but her bodyguard played for the Denver Broncos.
My pain,
baby. Not yet. You gotta have the Batmobile going in the background because the music video is for the Batman soundtrack.
You know what?
It is?
Yeah.
You know what? Whoever thought of the Batmobile going in the night and having the leaves fly up is a genius.
Kiss my rose on the grave. Tell me,
you gotta have the shirt.
I can't believe your shirt's on.
Nail it.
No.
All right, that's probably enough. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Seal's gonna call us.
What's Seal's other song? I like the other song too. Crazy. Every now and then.
That's how it goes.
We'll get a little bit I don't remember that one.
When he married Heidi Klum.
That's how it goes. Crazy? No. Is crazy?
Crazy. That's the beginning of, what is it?
That's not crazy.
Crazy, but that's how it goes.
I think it's like George Michael.
No, it's so.
That's like a classic rock song.
It is. I know, and I can't remember which one.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train.
Crazy Train, there you go.
Crazy.
I'm so glad this came on, because when I was in college, I basically was the DJ at a house party. And I had a dance mix of this. Awesome, and I have not been able to find it.
Have you ever heard Alanis Morissette's version of this? It's really good. Okay, I thought that was on the album. I thought that was on the song when you did that.
Oh, sorry. No, I just feel like I don't know what happened in that
no
time,
Seal?
But those songs from that time period are just like, ugh.
That's about 90, early 90s,
yeah,
I think, 92.
That's how I feel.
I heard from a very reliable source that met Seal that said he was the biggest asshole in the world.
I've heard that from someone else, too.
It's a mutual
Heidi
source.
Klum?
Oh, is it mutual source?
Yeah, Jason and I know Heidi.
You should know Heidi. We should make a list
Sorry,
of all
I was,
of,
I was low on the uptake on that. Yeah.
All the people go by one name. Seal, Usher.
Then at the end, we'll be bored and go, yeah, why did we do that?
Bjork.
York?
Bjork.
Oh, Bjork.
Bono.
Cher.
Okay, so I was mowing the yard
Madonna.
This weekend.
Liberace.
I have a...
No, his first name's Fred.
That's Lee.
Is it really? Vladimir? It's Lee Liberace?
Our job is to keep talking so he can't.
Oh. Yeah, that's... hey, and I tell you what, if this podcast made
money, you'd make a lot of you're
mowing the yard.
I'm mowing the yard. No, I have my my battery powered mower, which I love by the brand Ego. Electric Go. They're full of themselves.
Park next to your
electric car. Mm-hmm. Yes. The only gas in my car is the wife's car.
No, that's the only gas in your car is also in here every now and then.
That was before the show started, and I was forced in here.
Good Lord.
And you did it out there, too.
No, I did not.
You propped us in the whole house.
But if he walked out there, he was being polite. Look, I'm followed him. It's your fault.
I'm going to lose my deposit.
I can't believe an hour and a half later, this is the subject, and you're pissed about it.
I'm going to lose my deposit as it is. I can't have you farting all through my house. While I'm still here.
Paint is melting off the walls. Uh-huh. You did it in the kitchen.
You guys are such boys right now.
There's no way we could give you the
deposit. If there was a girl
shit themselves in the kitchen. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
How sweet. She tooted.
If a girl tooted, I would be like, I will take this to my grave.
Weirdest.
Like, what? Oh, come on.
No. For the sake, if we were in a situation like this where there were other people around, I wouldn't throw anybody under the bus.
Well, first of all, there was no denying what had happened when we came into the studio.
We had to have this 15-pound candle on the table.
It was like we unearthed some baby that had been buried.
Have you ever had
decades?
Have you ever had in bed a significant other
during
while they're asleep?
Dutch oven.
A Dutch oven, right?
What do I say
That's
if
you purposely do it and make them stay underneath.
Oh, yeah, that's a game. That's the game part of it. Yeah, but someone do it in their sleep and not know?
Yeah, they don't know, but you're awake and you just...
What did you do? Did you laugh? You could never not laugh.
No, yeah, you just go...
But then what if it's foul? Were you like, God.
It's so foul.
You didn't get out of the... You leave.
No, you light a match. And just never
in the middle of the night?
Yes. I have potpourri matches next to mine.
Can you just light one of those like plastic lighters, the long ones for candles?
No. I'll bring you some incense matches next time.
How do you feel about this?
It's a new girl, Cassie.
Oh,
There was a...
How do I know this is going to get back to her?
Yeah, there was an instance.
Didn't you just say that instance? If you were a girl, you'd take it to your grave?
She didn't fart in front of me.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, now the bathrooms at Bob and Tom, there's a men and a women's, and it's openly known that men can go into the women's to go number one.
Oh, my God.
But
I don't know why there is two bathrooms. I mean, legally, there doesn't need to be,
But I think because
of
Christy.
But there's only two women that work in there.
Right, but I never try to go in there.
Grace works there also.
Unless I go one, if I go number one. I don't go number two in there.
Oh, you go to the back.
Well, yeah, I go to mine, the men's, or I go to the back.
You go to the back.
But you don't go number two in the women's.
I know people that do.
Are you aware of people that do?
Yes.
Yeah, because I walked in there when we still recorded at the Bob and Tom office. And
that guy doesn't work there anymore, though.
He fouled many, many bathrooms.
The 2 o'clock down for what time was that? Remember that? Every time he'd go in. And
who is it?
I'm going to.
Are you serious?
Like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
You guys, I can hear you through the headphones.
Could you?
Yes.
Somebody will turn that up.
Yeah. He said,
"Here's the thing."
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what's great because obviously he worked for us, but years ago when he didn't and he worked elsewhere.
Yeah.
And
he would still come to our building.
We had and the junkyard dog.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hated it. She would get pissed off and go, and always comes up here after lunch to take a big shit.
I could see her
that
saying that.
Pissed her
so
off
angry. Yeah.
So much.
All right.
JYD,
Spangle comes up.
Yeah, he does it.
He
now.
Snapchats it. He takes a huge shit in the women's bathroom.
No.
Yes.
He always.
Yeah, and
does
makes
that
a big scene of it, like, this is my private little bathroom. No, it's not your bathroom. You sack of human garbage. Sorry.
Easy.
No, he's right.
No, I am right.
He's a sack of human. Yeah. He tried to get that hashtag going. Right.
Sack of human garbage.
Spangle's a garbage human.
Spangle's a garbage human.
He was actually mad about that because some people
started tagging.
I didn't see it or I would have retweeted it.
Let's go over it again. Hashtag Spangle.
Hashtag Spangle is a
garbage.
Hashtag Spangle is a garbage human.
Gotcha. All right.
And like some local celebrities started retweeting it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he got
I know Forner did. Did Forner retweet?
Forner did. And some.
Can we get him in here?
Sure.
Okay.
If you want to see a fight, yeah.
No, not Spangled. Foreigner.
Oh, yeah. If you want to see a fight, yeah. I'll fight anybody. Come on. Let's go.
No, I think that – You don't. I don't care how bad you are. Go on the floor in the men's. Don't go in the women's.
Yeah,
I have. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I have a house full of women.
None of the girls use.
I respect
the men's.
Them too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. God no.
Something happened last Friday. Remember that? To put the
no.
Side
what yeah. happened?
Were you there Friday morning?
Yeah.
It was cleaned up by the time you got there. Probably.
Oh. Okay. Did we have a.
I'm. Yeah.
But like 6 a.m. There was a sign on "Do not enter it. Enter at your own risk" or something, and it was.
Oh, God, I bet Cookie was so pissed.
No, Cookie didn't have to come in. Eddie
did.
Aww. And he's such a nice guy. I love
Eddie. I know, so you feel bad anytime he has to.
I was the eyes in the sky. Eddie comes in and goes, he goes, "Hey, what's this sign doing on the bathroom?" And I go, I don't know. I think something foul happened in there. And he's like, what? What do you mean? And like the bagels had just gotten there. And I'm like, I will talk to you about this after I eat my breakfast.
And
it's about timing.
He's like, who do you think did it? And I was like, I know who did it.
It was a mess.
Was it the new guy?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, Josh.
The guy who did it did a fantastic job of cleaning
that toilet. It was outstanding.
Yeah. And so
there's so much inside stuff.
So I'm
about this.
I'm eating my cream cheese bagel at my computer, and Eddie comes into my office with a plunger. It's like dripping water, and goes, "Hey, I took care of it. It was just some brown water." And I was like, "I'm eating right now, you piece of human garbage."
Do you think he knew? But he knew you wouldn't get upset with him, so he just was like, "I'm gonna push his buttons a little."
I think so. I Eddie's just such a nice guy.
So
yeah, because he knew how grossed out I was talking about it while I was toasting my bagel. So I'm pretty sure he just came to gross me out.
Eddie is a part of like my top five memories at the station. Like he might be number one memory of just cool stuff that happened to me, and it's not anything related to the show at all.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was serving in the military, and Eddie comes up. I mean, he would however long he'd been in Iraq, and I was at the station, and we were getting ready to go to lunch or do something. I don't know when it was, but Eddie comes up, and he was like, "There's a government official here for you." And I was like, "What?" He said, "What do you found me?" And he was like, "Yeah, they said it's some official business, and they need to talk to you." I mean, and to the point that like I started to well up, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Not thinking of anything, I thought I was in trouble. Mm. I really thought I was in trouble. And Eddie like had, I mean, for a good 5 minutes, Eddie's like, "No, you really have to come out here." And I came out there and my friend had just gotten home.
Oh, and you had no clue.
Yeah. And I was the first place that he came.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, yeah. And it
I remember that. I met him that day.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Those are the best videos. Soldiers coming home to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers coming home to their dogs.
Yes.
That's a tough call. I don't know which one I like better. Probably kids. Yeah.
Parents finding out they're going to be grandparents.
Yes, that is. And it's so, oh my gosh. I think that I love those videos. Yeah. Have you seen the one where the grandpa acts cool and then everybody walks out of the room and he doesn't know that it's being recorded and he's like, oh, and he's like got his fist in the air and he's so happy.
Oh my.
And then he like gets it back together.
When
and
everyone
like
comes back. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, those
that's
are
great.
Those are always good.
Jeffy's got a soft spot. He's not all just manliness and
Caitlin, I talked about you and your soft spots.
Oh, hey. Well,
not your balls.
Yeah.
Oh, they're soft.
But I like soft call ball? That. I think I might call balls that from
the soft spots.
His soft spots.
That's one thing when I start a new relationship. Like Caitlin and I are very close. Like she's my best friend. Mm-hmm. So it's like weird because it's like.
Mm-hmm.
They have to figure out, okay, why is he best friends with this girl?
Sure,
Are they fucking? So, yeah, that's a weird... That's something...
How many beers will have that one night? I have two cases for Tina.
Yours is a little like Marx Brothers. Like, I feel like when you do it...
That's too funny, Jess. That is too funny. He did that for us big time on Friday.
Oh God, it is that was so funny. Me. Especially if you know Carrie, it's very funny.
I don't need to know Carrie.
No,
because that. Oh, anyway. So you have Caitlin was telling you he had soft spots.
No, we were actually talking about how much alike Chick and Jeff are.
And Caitlin is Jeff's co-host on something he does.
What is it called? Jeffrey podcast. Where is it? Oh, Jeffrey.com.
Okay,
oh,
okay, okay.
Yeah, we sat there for a long time, but we were just talking about all kinds of things that came up. And she was, and I would say something, she was like, oh, Jeff does that exact same thing. And I was like, I'm beginning to notice that Chick and Jeff are much more similar than I realized.
Even we were worried anyway. Right. Like really, really worried.
I'm getting the replacement all warmed up.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to
well,
step
like you
right
say, you
here.
Built him in a lab, apparently with your DNA.
That's right. It got a little messy there at first, but
yeah. When I first met Chick, I was like, ah, no, we're just two dudes that like dogs and football. That's about it. And then like I see, I'm like, oh god, yeah, that's it.
Oh my god,
yeah.
We both worry the same.
Something happened the other day, and you go, "Oh, you have no idea how much hurt you're in store for, or whatever." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh God,
that's nice."
We weren't talking about what you think we were talking about.
No, I'm saying like, I feel like guys.
My inspirational speech.
Yeah, I feel like guys would be like, "No, dude, let's get a beer. Let's. We'll I think it was knock it out. Yeah,
and, I think it was on the podcast. I think it was the Sad Box actually. Whenever we were talking about the Sad Box.
Yeah.
I get my life confused with podcasting sometimes.
Mm. There's just a fine line between what's real and what's not.
JeffEbert.com. So where'd you guys go? Where'd you guys go for dinner?
District Tap. Thank you. We went to the District Tap.
Oh, yeah. Right by Morty's. I was wondering how you went to dinner with her, and then you went and go see Donnie Baker.
I walked across the parking lot, and then I'm walking across the parking lot, and she rolls down her window. She's on her phone. She's like, bitch, I would have drove you over here. Yeah, it was very funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
How was Donnie on... Was it Friday?
Oh, yeah. He's great. Yeah, he's great. He's great, always.
He's even got newer... You know, a lot of times... I mean, I just saw him last Thanksgiving, so less than a year ago, and it seems like half his set was different. He's doing funnier stuff. Christy was there yelling from the balcony about their baby. It was funny. It was a good time. Yeah. So we, it was good. The crowd loved him, you know, and that was second show. A lot of times second shows are a little lighter and the crowds are a little tired, more tired, but,
was Sally there?
She was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tim. And Jason.
And like Jason,
too.
Yep, all there.
Everybody was there.
Well, except present and accounted for.
Except the guy who was supposed to have a football game.
Well,
yeah.
He was
just
gone.
That guy.
Can you imagine how relieved all those guys were that they didn't have to go out and play a game?
Oh, deep down, yes.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I would be disappointed.
No.
The veterans.
Oh, okay.
Some of the young guys are probably dying to get out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's an extra. If you're chosen to play in the Hall of Fame game, that's an extra preseason game. You play five preseason games instead of four. And
guys trying to make the team.
No, those guys. Yeah, there was probably 30 or 40 guys that were dying to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they play a ton. A lot of those guys do.
But someone like Adam Vinatieri's like, God damn
it. Yeah, whatever.
I have to tear up my knee cartilage kicking football when he's done it a million times.
Right. He's doing fine.
Yeah,
he's got another 5 years in him.
5 years?
How old is he?
Oh my god, he's
40.
He is my age. I think
he's 43.
Is he
my age?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the swimmer last night? That didn't. So did any of you guys watch the swimming stuff?
Well, Blanda played till he was what 40.
Somebody was 32, I think.
George Blanda.
Yeah, there is a swimmer. 48? There is. There's a swimmer that is. But there's another. There's a female swimmer too, and she
had a baby.
Yes.
Oh,
no,
in
not
the pool?
Her.
In the pool while she was swimming?
Yeah, while she was swimming. First,
unfair advantage because it.
Olympic born baby.
Because the baby starts swimming and it's like a motor underneath her belly.
It's just weird. Yeah, it's crazy.
Volmer is her name.
Is the one with the child?
Yeah.
Okay. But this is the other woman and she, I don't know. Oh, God, I wish I could remember her name. Lechte? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but she didn't have a baby, did she?
No, but she looks like she's 40. And I was like, how old is she? She's 19.
Yeah.
Is she the one with the teeth?
She's really
Most
good.
Of them do, yeah. I know it'll slow them down, but they don't get
the one that,
until later.
She saw Janet Evans when she was younger and inspired her.
That's possible. Yeah. That's possible. Yeah. That sounds right. But also, just to be... have you guys watched any of the shooting? I mean, there's like the guns.
Is it the biathlon thing?
Oh,
or is that winter?
Like trap shooting. Well, trap shooting is what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Pull!
Do they swim
and then trap shoot?
Yeah, there's trap. Yeah, that's what you do. It's like a part of a triathlon is trap shooting and then that. And then
pole
vault.
And
then pole vault.
And then you pole vault at the end.
And then you pole vault at the end.
Splash.
Yep, right in there. But Corey Cogdell is a woman and she's won the bronze twice in trap shooting. And just so happens that her husband is a Bears player. He plays for the Bears. Did you guys know this?
Mm-mm.
No?
So
the Chicago Tribune says, wife of a Bears lineman wins a bronze medal today in the Rio Olympics.
Oh.
Okay? And someone replied and said, you spelled three-time Olympian Corey Cogdell wins second bronze medal today at Rio Olympics wrong.
Yeah.
That's what they said. You spelled that wrong. Instead of saying who she is, and she's an Olympian. We live in the United States, and at that, we live in the Midwest. You can only be recognized by your football NFL-playing husband.
Sure, sure. Because someone said fiance of Miss California 2012 won his 19th gold medal. Someone
tweeted
that out.
Right. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, gotcha.
Things like that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so... Oh, sorry, boys. That's fair. Sorry, boys. I brought up the sex.
No, that's very... I think it's a great point.
But it's just... it's the same... It's the same with... It's not the same, but it is. I'm going to say that there's things that go on, and you think that a headline like that, like you're going to look at it and go, this is, but maybe that's what they wanted. Maybe they wanted the backlash. Any publicity is good publicity. You're
right,
the Chicago
right.
Tribune, though, and you could take the high road and you could say who she is.
Yeah. But maybe someone did it just subconsciously. They weren't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's the sad part is that someone
didn't
would turn that
it.
Into
well,
that.
But the sad part is I think that it was a Chicago Bear and that clouded whosever judgment was putting the story together. That's all they saw probably in Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
that's how to link this to, they'll be interested because it's a Chicago Bear. Yeah. Has something to do with the Bears.
Yeah. Mm. I agree.
So I don't, it turned out being sexist, but I don't know if it was meant to be that way, but it certainly turned out that way.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you should know better at this point.
Name should have been up front. Her name should have been the first thing, and then it should have said wife of Chicago Bear, blah, 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 instead of just omitting her entirely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just...
That's ridiculous.
I tell you what, headlines are becoming very hard to even trust anymore. You'll click on something
it's
that you think's from a legit source, and maybe it is from what used to be a legit source. And you click it, and it's like, that's not the narrative in this.
Yeah.
That's why I follow The Onion on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. What was
they
the
have,
they have all the best headlines and stories?
They have all the best headlines and all the best stories. That's why I – let me pull up an Onion headline here.
That could be a job
I think
for
one
you,
of my favorite Onion headlines is Patriots win fourth Super Bowl and their hands turn black immediately when touching the ring or something like that. It was – very funny. They signed a deal with the devil. Okay.
Oh.
How about this? Scientists confirm first case of Zika transmission from article to reader. How about that? I love The Onion. I read it all the time. Family not sure what dad was doing from 1985 to 1988. How about that?
It's so fake.
Is there a sports onion?
Yes.
Yeah, there sure is.
That's where the Patriots one came from that I butchered.
Onion Sports Network, OSN.
Oh yeah, the OSN.
They used to have a show on Comedy Central.
That's where I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I remember seeing something a little more
that
elaborate.
And then Mark McDonald.
Okay.
Had a show on a sports show on Comedy Central. Norm.
Oh,
McDonald.
Norm.
It wasn't Norm McDonald.
Norm McDonald. Yeah.
It was Norm McDonald.
Yeah,
Norm.
Norm's supposed
McDonald.
To be in town soon.
He is?
Yeah, I think he's coming to Morty's.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I saw the poster there when I was there.
Yeah or no? Which one?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We should go do that then.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
So I was mowing my yard.
Oh, did you never finish that story?
Well, no, I didn't finish the story.
All right, so you're mowing
your
yard.
No, Jeff's pointing.
Will Sally be at Norm McDonald?
Which Sally?
I'm sure she will be.
Pat's mom. I love her.
I don't know.
Why do you love her?
What are you doing?
She's so nice. I just earlier when I was like, "Oh, were they there?" I feel like people are like, "Oh, maybe he's not." No, I love.
You like the
McAfee's. I have a crush on her. I dog sit for him. And anytime she texts me, yep, I can do it.
Yeah.
No matter what,
I don't want
her
to be upset with me.
Okay.
So anyway, you're mowing the yard.
So you're mowing the yard
with my electric lawnmower.
Yeah, the Ego, right?
It's great.
It's a workhorse of the industry.
And we all have our pattern. And this one time, I'm coming around the house. and then I'm making the long sweep towards the road, and then there's this old lady standing there,
mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Looking at me.
Does everyone see her?
But was she really there?
Giving me the wave, and I'm like, all right, well.
Oh, she wasn't flipping you off?
No, no. So I get down there, I turn it off, and it's very easy. It's electric.
She it couldn't even hear it to begin with.
She couldn't even really hear it to begin with.
Kill yourself.
And she goes, hi, I live down the way, down about four houses down across the street. I knew who she was.
Right.
Because there's been little stories going around the neighborhood.
She get down?
And no.
Yes.
No. And she goes, well, I'm going around all the neighbors nearby me to let them know that I've had a lot of break-ins.
Oh.
Really?
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What are they? She goes, they've been taking furniture, just things they can carry. And I'm thinking, well,
furniture.
You take whatever you can carry.
Can they opener?
Can they come over to Chick's house August 27th?
Yeah,
that would be really great. That would really help me out. Put it in a box for me. That'd be great.
And she says it's happened 5 or 6 times.
What?
5 or 6 times. And I go, oh my gosh. So at night? I mean, she goes, no, during the day.
Okay.
Okay, and I said, well, do you have a security system? And she goes, well, I had, and I had, blah, 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 but I got rid of them. I fired them, so I have a new one, but I haven't had it long enough to figure out how well it works.
Next question, do you have a meth head grandson?
Yeah.
That's hawking all your items?
And then here's the kicker. Okay. I go,
hawking?
Well, how are they breaking in? She goes, well, they're not breaking in.
Uh-oh.
They have a key.
Oh. So it is someone in her family.
No, she's crazy. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
That's
like,
what
yeah.
I think's happening.
Yeah. She has dementia.
It's all craziness.
She's lonely and wants you to come down and
I feel terrible, but I'm like, what am I going to say to this lady?
She live
alone? I believe so, yeah. Mm. I believe so.
She probably
they have a key.
Probably needs to be rounded up.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. She
Where'd they send your grandma when you took her car and sold it?
Yeah, and she had to go
there.
Be put away because you took her car.
She thought somebody stole it, but you took it, and then they put her in an old folks' home.
And she did not get the money.
No, I got all of it. It's in my bank account right now.
$3,000.
3,000 big
waiting
ones.
For Jason to spend on a car.
Yeah. She's in an apartment, like an apartment for people
assisted
with dementia.
Living.
Yeah, assisted living, something like that.
Yeah.
Assisted
dementia living.
She once barricaded the door so no one could get in. So
I've done that too. That's not don't knock that out.
Yeah.
I have. I've been like so out of my mind scared that something bad was going to happen that I barricaded myself. I was on Adderall and
Adderall's crazy.
And it messed me up.
I thought Adderall helps you focus.
She was focused on how scared she was.
It also causes suicidal thoughts and thoughts of suicide or whatever. I never had that.
What's the good part of Adderall?
Nothing. Well, I lost 12 pounds. No, I don't know. But that's why I know a lot of girls that take it is because of mm-hmm. it makes you not eat. But this was, mine was just like impending doom. Like I didn't have thoughts of suicide, but I was certain I was going to die.
Oh my God.
That'd be a good name for a drug. Impendo.
Yeah.
Impendia.
Yeah.
For the doom that's coming.
Yeah. So.
You were talking about. About mowing your lawn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So she came, and then she's just crazy.
Yeah, and I saw her go to all the other neighbors, and I want to go. Oh. But she doesn't seem that old and crazy. That's the thing that doesn't get me.
Mm.
I think she's just paranoid. Paranoid and dementia are two different things.
Yeah, and being lonely and old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time, though, I was mowing the lawn, and my dad came home, and he was sitting on the back porch, and I was doing some pattern. And I go, I mowed my name in the lawn. He goes, if you want to waste fucking gas, you can pay for it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Papa Vibs.
Yeah.
Laying the law down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My brother did that once. My dad told us, like, I don't care how you cut the grass. Just don't ever cut it in the same direction twice. Like, mm-hmm. you have to just change sure. the direction. Always change the direction.
It's like a baseball field.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So my brother, he was like, I can't fucking tell which way
where we I went last
year. So he goes in the middle of the yard and just starts in a circle.
Oh, I did that. I did that this summer.
It's
no
great.
Joke. And I got dizzy. The first few turns.
It's really fun. Yeah. That's the way I always mow this.
And it's good
because
you're
here.
Blowing grass out the whole time, too.
And you're re-chopping it up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
But I was the same way. I'm like, I'm tired of mowing the same ways. And mm-hmm. when Fritz mows, it's the same way. I'm like, I'm just doing something crazy.
So that's what
it looked good, though.
It does. It looks
it was a cool little target.
Yeah. Because we have like 2 acres, and so it's like you can, especially mm-hmm. if you're in the second floor of the house.
Yep.
Down,
upstairs look
crop
like
circles.
A Zakk Wylde guitar.
Sorry, that's obscure. Shirt on or off when you mow?
This weekend it was off.
Nice.
Because it was warm and I needed some sun.
I'm not going to talk about your pasty white thighs. God. I can see.
I haven't been biking this year, so I don't have any... thing on my legs.
No color.
I've looked a couple, like it's caught my eye, and I've been like, it's like reflective. Yeah, it's
really
very, very white.
Really white.
But I got some color in my face.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, you're fine. And your knee, like from just above your knees down, is fine.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty white.
It
is that's
pretty white.
Really,
that's really
it's creamy.
White.
All right, I've scared Jess.
Is that it? Are we done now?
Well, yeah, I was. Yeah, once you scare Jess or cry, the podcast is over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Now I got to find the music.
We'll be back
Which
Wednesday.
One do you want?
We'll be back Wednesday with a brand new Chick McGee show.
I like that Oliver. Can we get an Oliver Tuna Can remix?
The good one. Yeah. Oh. If you send that to me, I can do a remix of it.
Yes.
Oliver. There he is.
He liked the tuna. Hey, like
he's got bad kidneys. Oh. He's on some medication right now.
Dialysis?
Don't we all have bad kidneys, though?
Put some real Bob on, sir.
Thank you for listening. We're the hosts of the Chick McGee Show. Jason Hofsetz, Jess Hooker, Jeff Vibbert.
Did you say we?
Yeah.
We.
This is Chick McGee speaking.
Is this a quarter, quarter, quarter? Is that how we're splitting this?
I've got a quarter of this?
I think so.
We'll have a vote?
Yeah, 25% of everything we make.
What's a quarter of nothing?
I think Chick does this calculation all the time on the air.
I'm crunching the numbers. That's zero.
What is it? What number?
Hang on. Let me crunch them again. Zero.
Tell your friends, a Podcast One production. See you Wednesday.
Good night, everybody!
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.